Guys, I've known for years since he used to work at some restaurant in New Milford. A guy named Don Manzulla is on the hotline. Don, good morning.
Well, I need to talk to Mr. Marconi or Mr.
My first boss, yeah. I did a crystal set. Don, when you go back over the years, I went back into even doing broadcasts at WHBY, my first gig, doing the color for a guy in that market was the Doug McDuff of his day in terms of an old guy in the business is still hanging in there. Bob Lloyd did the, and I don't know how the stuff's all coming back to me today, but it is. Bob Lloyd was the voice of the Fox River Valley, and we were doing broadcasts for the Fox City Foxes, and a guy named Bill Melton was one of the players for the Cubs, the White Sox. It was a White Sox farm team. And on the road, you'd fake the games, like Ronald Reagan did. On road games, you go, there it goes, back, hey, it's out of the park. You'd fake it all. You'd have ticker tape coming in, and you'd read the little teletype thing. What was really happening, you faked the sound effects. You had sound effects behind you on a disc, and you're playing that in your background of the crowd noise. And that's all going on. There it goes. And you're doing all that stuff, and it's a real game score, but you had to dress it up a little bit. That's what I had. It's one of my many things in this business. Don, I know you don't want to listen to a long litany of my career, but
no, that's
are you in Washington or here?
I'm in the bad city.
Oh, you're in the big evil city of Washington.
Yes.
Trying to straighten them all out or what?
We're hoping for another snowstorm because when that happened in February, the city got closed down for 1 week. That was 1 week of no new taxes and no new laws.
Oh, man.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. You know, Don, you and I want to, I mean, as long as we're going down memory lane, I don't like to do that all the time because you can't live in the past always, but today is the day we're going to do that. When I first met you, at the restaurant in New Milford with Mom and Dad, you know, those are fond days of you and your brother, your mom and your dad at Manzulla's in New Milford. And one of the callers earlier, Mark Larson, who works out in San Diego on radio, one of my buddies from the early days and one of those kids I'm so glad went on to bigger and better things, Mark Larson remembers how I did live commercials for Manzulla's in New Milford.
Was that the drive-in restaurant or the Italian restaurant?
No, the Italian restaurant with the Mama's Famous Spaghetti, huh? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was just some great memories, Doug. You know, 50 years is a long time to be in the business when you're only 53 years old.
Well, you know, the thing is, I did start at the age of 19, if anybody wants to know how old I am. I did start at Appleton, and by the way, first day on the job, May 2nd, 1960. This I'll remember like it was yesterday. And my dear sweet mother I went to see last week, she's in a nursing home in the Chicago area. She remembers it too. She remembers all the old stuff, not what happened yesterday or today, but it's amazing what happens. Anyway, May 2nd, 1960, I went up there in the middle of a snowstorm. May 2nd, 1960, snowing all the way. I said, what the hell am I doing up in this godforsaken part of the world? Why don't I stay in Chicago where I belong? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you got to start out in small markets, they kept telling me at the Midwestern Broadcasting School in Chicago. So I went up to this small market, which now is not as bad a market. I mean, then it was a little town, great town, Lawrence College and all mm-hmm. that. But it was a fun part of my life, and I'll never forget it. And then I went to Missouri, met my wife, and the rest is history.
Now, when did you come to Rockford?
65. October of 1965. Well, I'm thinking, this is something that, you know, I've been thinking, on May 2nd when the actual anniversary was, and this is why this is such a shock to me today, June 30th, it took them this long to come up with the budget to throw this party, you know, just kidding, but I mean, that's why it's a shock. June 30th of 2010, I'm having this, I call it a party, I think it's fun, I hope it's fun for the listeners too, by the way, but it is a joy for me, and tomorrow we'll get back to the formatics.
And I remember, I think, my brother and I showed up with our harmonicas. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Now, was that Chris' birthday?
That I can't remember if it was Chris Bowman's birthday or what, but I go back with your brother. I go back to the WROK days.
Yeah.
But the last since 1994 on this station, I've had the pleasure of you in the studio and on the phone from Washington. And Chris Cohn is sitting here, by the way, right now. You remember Chris?
Good.
Yeah, wonderful lady, and just part of this whole show. And Chris has sat a little longer than she had planned on, and I said, please. Love you. Stay. And Chris looks beautiful as ever and thinner than ever. I mean, just
well,
beautiful.
Doug, I just wanted to call in and let you know how important talk and news radio is. We're entering a time in America where people are not following current events as they used to. And that's very, very disconcerting. I mean, you will find, for example, I was with the Japanese ambassador last night, and the people in Japan follow current events very closely, so much so that they've now had, I think, four prime ministers in 2 years, because everybody just stays attuned as to exactly what's going on. And I'm not being critical. It's just that there's so many competing voices with music and television that, I mean, even our own congressional district, we only have four radio stations, two in Rockford, one in Crystal Lake, and one in Freeport, that do interviews and things like that, actually five, but that's still a small number for 730,000 people.
Well, you know,
I just want to encourage you to stay there another 50 years.
Thank you. It's a tribute to the ownership, because this is, if you're talking strictly on the business side of things across the country, the reason is this: it's one of the most expensive formats to put on the radio. Ownership that is smart enough to have, or brave enough to have, a talk radio format are putting their little gamble out there, because the buck stops here kind of thing. And if you're an owner, you look at the bottom line. And those that care to continue, like All Local All Day, WNTA, is more than a catchphrase or a slogan. It's an anomaly in the business. It's rare. This doesn't happen that often. Over across town where I used to work, they turn it all off at 10 in the morning pretty much and go syndicated. And this having All Local All Day, Pulse of the Public thing, I still am with you on this people involvement thing, though, and I wish more people would bother to vote. That must drive you nuts when you look at the how much it costs per vote as a politician, Republican, Democrat, or Independent. When you look at, you have to aim for your base and all that, and you don't have, any politician doesn't have to have that many people turn out to win, because not that many people vote anymore.
Well, that's the case. But you know, when you have huge issues, you know, two wars going on. You've got a blow up going on in the Middle East. The economy worldwide is really hemorrhaging. Unemployment is staggering, you know, across the nation.
And the oil spill.
And the oil spill. I've never seen so many items of so much, so many newsworthy items taking place at one time.
Yeah.
Even so much that the massive floods that hit Nashville went relatively unnoticed, and several people were killed there, overridden by the oil spill. But you know, that makes the argument that it's even more important for people to have a new realization that staying on top of current events is absolutely critical to the future of this country.
Well, bless you, Don. Keep doing the good works in Washington, and keep in touch. And we all appreciate what you do. And not everybody always agrees with what you do every time, but you've given it your all for all these many years. And we appreciate what you're trying to do in Washington and giving the out of party vote off your words of wisdom to the people there. And you maybe not heard as much as you will, but you'll be back in power again. The Republican Party will return.
Well, what's important, Doug, is everybody agrees 100% that you're doing a great job there at the radio, at the radio station, and you've got a voice that people recognize, and especially in the early show. If you set the radio to wake up to your voice, it's about the most obnoxious thing in the world, that there you're laughing and joking and everybody's trying to wake up. I'm just teasing you, of course.
Hey, listen, I love being teased. It's easier than sitting there crying all morning.
That's great.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Don Manzullo.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Congressman Don Manzullo, 16th Congressional District. I'm going to be fair about that.